apply directly to the forehead, Mark Maron.
Thanks, Jim. Doug Benson is back. I've known him for a long time. Very funny.
How many of those have you had to come up with over the course of the...
I think about 500 so far.
They're still good, though.
It hasn't been 500.
They're still fresh.
You're still hitting them out of the park.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and sometimes I respond to him, sometimes not. And I think he's repeated a couple. So can we make it like 480?
You know, there's some best ofs. You know, I can't.
There's some good ones.
I just thought of one.
What?
Just go, chimps. Here's Mark Maron.
Oh, man.
Write that down, man.
Doing that Monday.
Yeah, maybe we can write them. You got any
just
other
ones? Just start doing one word each time.
Yeah.
I did flaggy. You forgot a flag on a flag.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Flynn.
Flugel, hargle, flargle,
yeah.
Snark.
So Doug, let me just say, is the one of the creators of the Marijuana Logs, for those of you who are wondering. It's
a co-creator.
It's running somewhere as we speak, right?
Yeah.
With people.
Always.
Always running.
Yeah.
How much you make
off
of that?
It's in Venezuela now.
Is it really?
Some dudes.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Spanish dudes?
Yeah.
So you just the script and they pay you royalties?
Yeah.
How much do you make on that, the Venezuela?
Yeah, it's not much.
Really?
It's like residuals from doing a guest role on a sitcom.
It's a franchise, all right? It's like Togo's or something.
It's exactly like Togo's.
So is every
audience member gets a sandwich and a bag of chips.
And some pot.
They passed out chips at a show once, at a Marijuana Log show, and it sounded like everyone busted into them right away. So the first 10 minutes of the show sounded like the theater was on fire.
Crinkle that on the mic, Jim. Crinkle it.
Yeah, it's a fire. Everybody get out.
So is it out in script form from the French company?
I don't know if the French people are involved, but, there's licensing that can be done. If you go to potshow.com, you can track it down.
Really?
Yeah.
You act like you have nothing to do with it anymore.
I don't really. I just wait for the jux to come in. And I perform in it from time to time. We're doing it in Joliet, Illinois on August 3rd, I think.
At the prison?
Yeah. And then Milwaukee. I mean, we're going to all the great, glamorous...
Mostly college towns, or how does
spots.
It work? What theaters that seat about 200 or something, 300, what?
Yeah, no, you know, more like 1,000 seaters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
For how long a run?
Yeah, we just do one night. We just blow in and do it.
It's that's
like,
great,
almost
man.
Almost like a, you know, kind of like a rock tour or something.
That's great. And you fill the place up?
Yeah, you know how stoners are. They
maybe they come.
We get there and they go, ticket sales are slow. And then there's a boom the day of,
yeah,
but it still doesn't sell out.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite make it there.
Oh, that's amazing. It's weird to me about the whole following thing. Because now, like, what you're doing the last Comic Standing, you're done on it.
I'm finished, but it made me more famous than I've ever been.
Right.
Like, it's amazing the exposure you get from
it. You've been doing comedy as long as I have, like 22 years?
Long time, yeah.
22, 23 years?
Yeah, let's not drag specific
numbers
into
it. Okay, sorry, man. All right, a while. Long enough to have hoped that maybe...
Almost as long as you, old man.
Okay, old man. You're holding on. We're doing okay. I'm not gray. You're not gray. I'm not dying my hair.
I
don't know about you.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
I'm not dying it yet.
I'm going to my high school reunion tomorrow, my 25th.
No, you're not. Why?
I've never been to one. 25th. Is that even a
real
number?
What are you going to do? Show up and strut around? I just got a radio show canceled on me.
No. Have you seen my wife?
I have.
I'm going to strut around.
I forgot about that.
Can I strut around with my wife, for God's sake? Boy, when she gets dolled up, man, it's going to mean something.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so you decided to do this last Comic Standing primarily because it does get you a little traction, does get you some momentum, and you feel like it has already?
I've never done stand-up in primetime television before.
Right.
Summer or otherwise. So it's an opera. You know, it's like what The Tonight Show used to be. Like, The Tonight Show used to be, if you were on it, your money would go up, people would come to see you.
Right.
And that doesn't happen anymore. There's too many of those late night things and nobody gives a damn.
And also, this is more like, I don't know how you feel about like America's Talented Search, whatever the hell that new one is.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is. As touching as it can be and in a pathetic way, I can't stand those shows. I think they ruin everything. But this show, this is professional comics. Most of you guys have chops.
Yeah, they're real comics. Yeah. All of them are real comics except for that pregnant lady. I don't know what her deal is. She's married to some UTA guy or something.
Is that true?
I think so.
I didn't even see her. I saw the old lady. I shouldn't call her that. The older woman who does the kind of jappy Long Island shtick.
Yeah,
I've never seen
her
before, but she's...
Oh, I've seen her around over the years. Yeah, she's been at it almost as long as we have, if not longer.
Well, I assume that, but I just never met her before.
Yeah.
And that guy, Chris Roberts, isn't that his name?
Chris Porter.
Porter, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Yeah, he
killed
at the improv the other night.
Yeah, he's good. He's got it. And he, you know, and Gabriel Iglesias has been around for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's real comics, but it's funny how it still manages to come off like they're amateurs, because when you show 90-second snippets of somebody's act on TV, it's just like, it doesn't...
How long do they right. do they get to do in entirely on the... Do they cut it?
My set on the semifinals was 3 minutes. They gave me 3 minutes, and then they cut it down to about a minute 40.
It's like Star Search.
Yeah.
That reminds me of doing contests. It's just the worst, because you get, no, like, 3 minutes, that maybe at the end of 3 minutes with my act, people were just starting to say, I guess he's okay.
Yeah, you barely sat down at that point.
I probably haven't hit the stool yet. That's at about
There's
seven
no
when
time
I start
to sit down and really get into it.
I usually hit the stool when the first valley comes.
Yeah,
like I work against it. Like if I start to tank, I'll hit the stool to make it look like it's all intentional.
Right. Folks, I got this.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm such a good stand-up, I can sit down.
I'm going to sit down and show you that I'm not falling down a pit of self right now.
Yeah.
So you guys do the whole house thing? You were living in the house, too?
No, I didn't make it to the house. I didn't even make it to the house. That's part of why...
That's probably a blessing.
That's exactly. That's part of why it's working for me, is because everyone's saying, why didn't that guy get in the house? So
yeah.
It's like makes me more memorable by being snubbed. Than getting in, you know.
Oh, the house thing seems like a it's like radio. Like radio's not great for stand-ups, because what happened with me is you got to cover 2-3 hours on the air, so you're going to talk about everything. When you're a stand-up, you have some mystique. People don't know who the hell you are. You're the funny guy. They're like, I wonder what that guy's like. No one ever says that about me anymore. No, right. You know, people who listen to me on radio aren't going to go to a comedy show and be like, I know that guy. And, you know, he's got cats and like he's got some problems with anger. And why would they already know me? So the house thing, I think, is a chance to fail on that level. They'll know you too well.
Yeah, it's weird though. People, the whole people are more excited. Like when I do shows now,
yeah.
I get people that seem much more interested in having their picture taken with me than listening to my comedy.
Really?
You know, like after the show's over, people that weren't even laughing that much are like, "Can I have a picture with you?" You know, because it's like they, like you're saying, they do feel like they know me now.
Right, right.
And they may not be that interested in what I've got to say, but they are interested in the fact that I'm a celebrity of sorts.
Right, and now that they take, you can take pictures on phones and everything's so easy, they can just go out and they can hold their phone up and go, "That's that dude from that show."
Yeah.
And me.
Look, there we are together.
That's a dude from
the
thing.
It's a real conversation starter, because then the other person goes, "Oh, that guy? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I think I know him.
Yeah.
What show is that? Is that
you want to go eat something?" There's not that much to say.
You're not even that good a conversation starter. Did you talk to him?
Oh,
no,
that
man.
Guy.
Oh, come on. So now, have you gone on the road since you've done it? Have you gone to a place and done the thing?
And they yell out for the bit that I did on Last Comic
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Which one?
They say, do segues, because I did a whole thing about, like, since I only had 3 minutes, I did this piece I do about segues, where the segues are as funny or funnier than the jokes.
Oh, yeah?
So it's like, you're getting, you know, twice as much laughs for your time, you know? So it's like, I just banged it out, and so everyone's shocked that I didn't advance to the next level, but I, like you said, I think they might have been doing me a favor.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could... would you be allowed to smoke as much pot as you're accustomed to if you're in the house?
Well, the thing is, it was a boat this year. It was the Queen Mary.
You could just go up on top?
You can just go bum some off of the tourists. They're taking the tour. But no, it's... it's only they're only in the boat for like 10 days or something, and they spend most of the time in a little yellow bus going off to do, you know, little stunts and things, you know, challenges. So I think I could have gotten through 10 days without weed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depending on what island you stopped at, you know.
That's right.
Where's it? Oh, they got to play
games?
Oh,
no, the boat doesn't go anywhere. The Queen Mary's docked. It's just a tourist attraction.
Really?
It's been docked for like 20 years now.
Yeah.
I thought they were taking out special for the show.
No.
It just sits there. So they're staying. And it's very.
I'm thinking about isn't there a Queen Mary 2 or 3? Aren't there ones that go? That go places?
I don't think
the Queen
so.
Mary 2? Yeah, no. It goes. Yeah, I think so. So they're just going to go sit on a docked boat?
Yeah.
Look at me. I refuse to embarrass myself. I was thinking about the one that still
works. Lusitania is still going, right?
Yeah, sure it is. Titanic is on its way out.
It's like if the house that they used to use on the show suddenly had a loud horn. Because that's the only thing that's really boat-like about it, is whenever they go to the boat, they show the shot of the horn on top of the boat going... That's
wait,
it.
Does any do, no? Wait, do people are there going to be other people staying on the boat, or is it just something that they open during the day and that these comics are going to be part of the attraction? They're going to be like,
I guess there's strangely there's a little theater on the boat where they do the challenges, so the audiences come on the boat and watch them.
But they're going to be sleeping on the boat.
Yeah, but for like 10 days.
But is anyone else sleep on the boat generally? Is it a hotel situation or is it?
They got rooms like it is, so maybe you can. Maybe that's part of it. Is Queen Mary wants to push that you can stay on it?
This was stupid. What a charade this all is! What the hell happened?
Yeah,
you remember
crazy.
When we could just go fail at a club where no one showed up? What happened in those days?
I don't know.
I can still do it. Come on, man!
I just know that now I move a lot of CDs after my shows.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now, when you do the CD thing...
I mean, if the IRS is listening, by move CDs, I mean give them out to people.
Exactly. Yeah, when I said take out the president, I meant, you know, for dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand that language. It's just how
a
you
a dinner that kills him.
Yeah.
A poison dinner.
A poison dinner. When you do CDs, do you... a lot of times I forget to bring mine with me, and mm-hmm. and then a lot of times I'm just... I've got some weird pride issues where I have a hard time, like, sitting and going...
It's hard hawking
hey.
Them after the show, but... Yeah. It used to be, but now they're like more anxious to buy them, so it's not as embarrassing,
right?
You know, because all I gotta do is just let them come to me.
Yeah, you just kind of stand there with a stack.
And I do a disclaimer during the show where I say, look, if you don't want my CD, it's totally cool. You don't have to walk by after the show staring at your shoes or pretending to get an important cell phone call. You know, hospital, I'll be right there. You know, like you can just come right up to me and say, I don't want it.
How many CDs you got out?
I just sell a marijuana log CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No stand-up CD?
I'm going to have something eventually, but, you know.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know, 20 years hasn't been enough time for me to put out a CD.
No, I know.
I need to get 20 more years of material under my belt.
If you get Dan Schlissel to do it from Stand Up Records, it'll only take a year. There's a year turnaround on that. I'm kidding. He did a beautiful job. He's a very meticulous guy. You should do it through him.
What's his last name again?
Schlissel. I'll give you the information in a minute. We're going to talk about my high school reunion and your high school.
Oh, okay.
In a minute. Doug Benson is here. Chimps. Thank you, Jim. That's great. That was written by Doug Benson.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Yeah, that's genius. Doug Benson with us, the comedian. Marijuana Logs, Last Comic Standing. So wait,
oh no, like that's my that's gonna be my cross to bear now. Is people introducing me that way, you know, like,
yeah.
Well, I got thrown out pretty fast.
Yeah,
it's not really like
loser on the Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a credit.
Well, maybe you're the underdog. So, but you've done every other show that we've all done. Oh man, you remember Evening at the Improv at the old Improv down on Santa Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
I think I did it like 8 times.
Yeah, because you lived here, so you were the guy like, hey, so and so can't make it from Kansas. We come down and do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, those shows were weird.
I'd be like, who's the guest host? They'd be like, Jack Kay. I'd be like, ooh, I love it.
My guest host was Nancy Wilson, the jazz singer, and the ooh. Mother from the Wonder Years.
Oh, my God.
Both of whom screwed up my name.
Of course.
Yeah.
Marcy Maroon.
Marcy Maroon. That's right. That's what it says when they spell check my name on my email. All right, so wait. Now, there's a way that you can get back on Last Comic Standing. Is that what you're telling me?
There's a way that they're having a last online comic standing competition where two people that have been thrown out can come back on the final episode and do a head-to-head competition to decide who's funnier between those two.
So there's like this secondary competition to milk more money and attention out of it?
And to probably get a lot of hits on the website, you know, because NBC.com has a bunch of ads for their shows and stuff.
Right. Is there something Marc Maron show listeners in the last throes of this, you know, very powerful and you know, soon to be extinct cult radio favorite? Is there something they can do for you? I have a very active blog community of about 10 people that represent about hundreds of people. They can do the work of hundreds.
Yeah, if those people want to go to NBC.com and then click on Last Comic Standing and then click on, you'll see my face and there's a thing that says online voting and you click there and mm-hmm. then you pick me.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to put in your name and email address, I think. And if you have multiple email addresses, you can use them all.
Okay, so if you can help Doug Benson out, because it's going to help him on the road, and it's going to get him more FaceTime with fans on cell phones.
That's right.
Exactly. So now, here, can we just discuss me for a minute? I try not to make it about me, but sure. I do it.
I love it. That's why I drove out here.
Yeah, I figured. I got to go to my 25th high school reunion tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, have you been to any of your high school reunions, Jim?
No, I have not.
What has been your apprehension?
Well, all my friends were in the class before me.
Yeah, most of your peers aren't really in your same grade.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends were the grade after mine, but there was also a few people that I knew. I mean, I knew a lot of people. A few of the women I dated, or girls at that time, were in my grade, and a few of my buddies were in my grade. I have no idea what to expect. I know there's going to be over 100 people there. I know there's going to be it's going to be at a casino in Albuquerque.
Are you going to dress in a neon blue tux? Maybe with a...
I'm going to dress in the same tux I wore at homecoming. That's what I'm going to do. It's a light blue tux.
Holy crap, you owe a lot on that rental.
Yeah, I know. I should have brought it back. I think I own it now. I'm not clear, though.
You wear it, you own it.
But if you were to go to your high school reunion, what would be the order of business? Is there any scores to settle? Is there women that... No, nothing?
No, it's like the hottest cheerleader, I think, was like in the year after me, and there's no action in my grade. You know, two of my friends from my year are deceased.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My best friend.
Because I was in drama, so.
So they what?
So they succumb to that thing. What's that thing called? AIDS.
Consumption. Oh, AIDS.
Yeah. So, you know how you like all the guys in drama, like there's maybe an occasional straight one like me, but it's mostly gay dudes
that may not know they're gay yet.
Exactly. They're total pusshounds, if I can use the expression.
Sure. Yeah.
In high school, they're like blocking the straight dudes left and right, and then it turns out they're gay, and they just really like having lots and lots of sex.
With the men, women, doesn't matter.
Whatever.
I am curious about this girl Amy, who gave me who was the first girl to go down on me with her mouth.
That, I'm sure your wife is going to be interested about her too. I'm
sure, Amy's going to be really happy hearing that too.
No one listens to this show except for the five people on the blog and some people. But do you remember the first time that happened to you? And what an amazing thing it was. You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
You?
My first what?
The first time you were fellated.
Yeah, I recall that. That's an important thing.
It is an important thing, right?
Yeah.
Were you going out with the girl, or did you pay for it? How'd it work?
No, we went out. We had went to a dance, and then we saw a movie.
Yeah.
And then we came home and watched some bad TV around 2 a.m.
And then you're making out.
Yeah.
And then she just does it, and you're like, what the hell's going on? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she says, hey,
uh-huh,
what's your problem? And I say, what? What, did you want to watch TV? And she says, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind of spiraled from there into...
Into that?
Yeah.
Did everything work out?
It worked. Yeah, it worked out fine. But you know, she was kind of like, okay, this is very personal here.
Uh-huh.
What about you know, Doug's first BJ?
I
think that's why I don't remember. Is because I went straight to lovemaking.
You did?
Yeah.
The first time
prom night. Prom was the first time.
Really?
It was premeditated. I got a hotel room and some condoms.
Yeah.
And then,
how'd it go?
It was good.
It was?
Yeah. Hotel room.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, motel.
I didn't get laid until after high school. I always resented the guys that were getting laid in high school.
No, I barely made the cutoff. Like,
really?
I graduated like a few weeks later.
Didn't you have friends who were getting laid all the time? And you're like, what the hell is the secret? What's the code?
No.
No? Not really?
No, all my friends were pretty nerdy.
I remember a lot of almost getting laid in high school where, you know, it just got messy and it was, you know, a lot of... you know, backseat grinding around and like, oops, that time to go. Oh, I spilled something. You know, I had that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, a lot of that nonsense.
Yeah. It, ridiculous, right? How about you, Jim? Any of that nonsense?
That nonsense?
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend.
Dryballing in the backseat. Did you get laid?
Dryballing. We didn't talk college. You know, we had more romance than that in our age.
In your age?
Yeah, you know, you're much younger than I am.
Really? Did you say, can I remove your petticoat? What the hell are you talking about? I'm like three years
old. We had some talking and romance. Uh-huh. Your generation and Doug's are just so, they're very clinical uh-huh. when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
It's very clinical and cold, you know. There's no humanity or emotion in it anymore.
Well, did you get laid in high school or not?
Yeah.
What? How old were you?
I had a girlfriend.
I don't care. How old were you?
I was 16. Yeah, 16.
That's pretty good.
And a half.
That's real good.
Yeah, I think I was. I think I was. I find the. I think that first time I did it was like I was 18, my first year of college. But the first time I did it successfully was, you know, like, you know, where I felt confident about
you
it.
You got the job
year.
Done.
Yeah, where it was like, oh, man. You know what did it for me? Is this okay if we talk about this?
Yeah.
I seem to be the only one that's really sharing.
Sure.
But,
I got a good one for you after you're done.
I went out with a woman who was incapable of having an orgasm when I was about 19 in college. But she was very demanding. So despite the fact that she couldn't seem to do that properly, she expected you do the work for as long as it takes. And if it weren't for her, I would not have known how to have sex properly. I had to literally. She would get angry and like, you know, that's it, and like, you know, beat me up if I didn't stay in the saddle for as long as it took for her to feel like at least I put in the effort.
Right.
And it changed my life.
That's nice.
Who taught you how to do it? You've had some hot girlfriends. I've known you long enough to have seen a series of those.
Yeah, I had some good ones.
Yeah.
But the first girl that I ever fooled around with, we would go to her house after school, and the parents didn't, you know, wouldn't approve of me being there.
Yeah.
And one time she gave me a handy and.
Yeah.
I was wearing her father's robe at the time, so that's how her parents found out that I was coming over in the afternoon, is because of this, the stain on her dad's robe.
Oh, that's great! I like the whole. There's something mythic about it. You'll wear the robe of my father as I do this to you.
Yeah, and then then to have the mother and father both, you know, both saying to me, "You can't come over here anymore." It's just like. Oh, my God. You have no leg to stand on. What are you going to say? But I didn't.
Oh, man. I am so glad those days are. There's a great
so
David.
That's why I got the hotel room for prom night.
Oh, it was the same girl?
Yeah.
Oh, you thought ahead. That's great. But that's what's great about a Tells joke. You know that joke about he wishes he could go back and have sex with the girls that he had sex with in high school because now he knows how to do it?
Yeah.
I don't remember how he phrased it, but there is something to that.
But those girls still don't know how to do it.
You don't think?
Yeah, I'm not married, Mark. I'm still out there. Those 18-year-olds don't know what they're doing.
Oh, man. Well, I think I'll have fun. So where are you performing? Should we plug something? Are we doing anything? What do we got?
I'm at the Melrose Improv in Los Angeles tomorrow night at the 10 o'clock show.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Just doing a set.
Doing the regular set?
Yeah.
That's cool. I was going
to... I'm headlining there a few weeks from now, 2 weeks.
I was gonna headline over there, but I'm gonna go middle for CK in Irvine to get this half hour set together for the Comedy Central Presents thing.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, and you're going to you're not doing your interrupted show.
It's the last Thursday of every month at 9:30 at mm-hmm. UCB Theater in Los Angeles.
Okay, and Marijuana Logs is not for a while. That's in Illinois. And
there's a book and a CD out that you can get at Amazon or.
And if you go to the Melrose Improv, Doug's very open to having his picture taken on your phone with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the great thing is when somebody can we take a picture? Sure. And then they can't figure out how to work this thing.
Just hang out. Wait.
You have to pose for forever.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Or they look at it after and they go, "Why'd you make that face?" Because I always make a face like I'm shocked that I'm standing in a photo with the person.
Because
why just stand there smiling? Like why give them why give them that shot? You know, right. It's better to like when they show it to somebody, they'd be like, "Well, he looks really stunned to be involved."
You
must have snuck up on him.
You're in my top eight on my MySpace. I just leave you there because I think you're
it's
funny.
It's too hard to change them too.
I don't even know how to do my MySpace.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that helping you out?
It's great. Yeah.
It is?
It's really good, yeah.
What you mean just send out announcements?
Yeah, you can go, you know, like I'll post a bulletin saying I'm going to be at this club, and then all the people that live there will, you know, theoretically see it, you know.
How many friends you got? Like 12,000?
About 8,000.
Wow. I got to figure out what the hell's wrong with mine. I can't seem to email out of my account. Something went wrong.
That's messed up.
I know. All right, here we go. We're going to come back. We'll close out the week. I tried to get some interesting things going here, but apparently I'm the only one who gets messy. We'll be back in a minute.